The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
You're listening to The Last Word with me, Zara King, filling in for Matt Cooper. Don't forget to send us your voice notes. We want to hear from you. We want to give you the last word today. You can send it to 087 4100 102. That's on WhatsApp. It's 087 4100 102. And we're going to play a couple of those within the next hour. Now, we're moving on to Tech Thursday, and we're going to talk about how to make your smartphone or tablet your office. Now, I'm excited about this item because I am notorious for not actually using the laptop I own. I use my phone for everything. So we're joined now by our tech expert, Andy Donahue. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, thanks, Sarah.
Andy, I can't wait for you to tell me how I'm going to maximise my iPhone, make it more of an office, because since the launch of the modern smartphone in 2007, these pocket-sized powerhouses have reshaped our daily lives. So tell us, how can we make them more efficient?
Well, it's interesting that you mention voice notes on WhatsApp. Mm. And even during the ad break, we're listening about the fact that the Gardaí now have our insurance details. Two examples of how WhatsApp is used in business use. Many small businesses are starting to use WhatsApp to stay in touch with customers, provide quotes and run marketing campaigns. So it's not just a matter of, say, a freelancer texting somebody a quote on WhatsApp, but you can address or speak to all of your customers using WhatsApp. And in the instance of police forces around the world, many of them use iOS, particularly iOS apps, to look at registrations and driving licenses and validate insurance details. So there are a huge amount of professional apps, but for most of us, the simplest thing we can do, and I'm sure you probably do this already, is using the calendar that comes on your phone. So whether it's smartphone or whether it's iOS or Android, using something like Google Calendar or the Apple Calendar, makes life so much easier. However, what I love is that the smartphone has created the opportunity for developers to build brilliant apps. And there's a couple of excellent ones for managing your tasks, like Todoist, which is a funny spelling, but keeps an eye on your daily activities. My favorite, unquestionably, is an app from Moleskine, who you might remember make those lovely notebooks that people jot down or draw in. However, they make an app for the iPad, and it is exceptional. And if you use their connected notebook, you can write your diary entries in pen, have them translated into digital. They go into your diary, and the app allows you to manage daily activities. It does it in a very pretty and attractive way, but it's also incredibly efficient.
Now, I often wonder with these things, though, do you spend more time filling them in than, or is it, you know, I mean, like, how long does it take the admin to fill them in? You see, is the thing that puts me off.
Well, the thing about using a diary is, I find typing more tedious than writing, which is why I like to physically write a diary. And also, there is that kind of scientific connection. There's a lot of research about the fact that if we write something down, we are perhaps more inclined to remember it than if we simply type it. So I like the act of physical writing. And of course, you write quicker. So it isn't difficult to do. And it enables you. And then once it's in the iPad, of course, you can change the date, move it around and do things like that. But, you know, it sounds really straightforward. But there are lots of the free apps that come on our phones we probably don't use enough. However, there are apps that you can add for pretty much everything, whether you work for a company, whether you work for yourself. You know, there's an app for just about everything.
What are your other kind of favorite ones in terms of, you mentioned there, they're the ones with like organizing your calendar and your timings and everything. But what about things like your finances or your investments? How about those?
Finance is a really interesting area because most people with a bank account, with the mainstream banks, you know, will use the AIB, the Bank of Ireland, or the PTSB app, etc. However, the functionality and features of those apps have really been superseded by the likes of Revolut. And Revolut just makes life so much easier and more straightforward. And of course, there's a free version, comes with paid tiers, but with a tool like an app like Revolut, you can have a freelancer account. So you can have your own personal bank account, you can have a business bank account, or you can have a freelancer account, enables you, which is useful for, you know, at end of year tax time, and enables you to manage the bills for your business as opposed to your own personal bills. There are also different versions of accounting apps for small businesses. QuickBooks is one. Xero is incredibly popular in Ireland. And just one of the greatest features of the smartphone is the fact that we have a camera. And that camera kind of sets sets you free from an administration point of view, which means if you're bringing somebody out to lunch or you're buying parts to install in a car, you take a photo of the receipt, it goes straight into an app like Xero and it gets attached and you can figure out, do the VAT return later and all of that kind of stuff. But also if you're something as simple as if you're selling crafts or fruit at a local market, taking payments using your iPhone with Square, tap and go, literally just using your iPhone to accept payments. So there's an awful lot of things that you can do. Investments is an interesting area because the likes of IBKR, Interactive Brokers, have an excellent app that enables you to do everything online. And of course, you know, these online brokerages charge maybe $1 per trade. So you can run essentially all of your investments from your phone. Of course, with Coinbase and Revolut, you can also buy crypto and trade it. So, you know, it enables us, Sarah, to do things that we needed a laptop or a stockbroker or a bank manager to do in the past.
Oh, it's gas, Andy. Like, I would say, Ben Finnegan is still here with me, by the way, from Today FM News. I would say I'm a news correspondent by day. I work on the road for Virgin Media Television, and I never use the laptop, Ben. I've found very few things that the phone wouldn't do. There was a time, actually, Andy, I remember where some apps would say, oh, you've got to log on to the desktop website to complete a certain action or whatever. But like, I see that less and less now, Ben.
Outlook still does that. Outlook would ask you for a code and you'd have to put it through the Outlook app. But by and large, everything can be done through the phone. And even
amazing.
For myself, like, it transcribes stuff that has been said live and you can get the text version.
That's the Otter one.
Yeah.
It's very, very good. That Otter app, if you're ever looking for transcription, the Otter app I'd highly recommend is very good. What would be some of your other favourite apps, Ben, that you like to work with?
Well, it used to be Twitter, but now that's kind of gone downhill right now. But like the calendar app is one that I've got. The older I've got, the more useful I've found the calendar app. And I've found as well, I use Google Calendar, Andy, and it automatically updates to my Apple Calendar as well, which, you know, like when it comes down to notifications, the Google Calendar might be too good with notifications, but then the Apple Calendar would be good with giving you those notifications.
What are your favourite apps, Andy, like day to day that you like to use?
I think, you know, things that we do often, particularly this time of year, travel apps is a really interesting area. And we, you know, so often we used to use the desktop version, you know, the web browser version of booking with Ryanair or Aer Lingus or whoever. But their apps are really good. I have to mention Ryanair specifically because their app has got so much better. Right down to your boarding card and your gate information is there. Real-time status flight updates. Booking.com for accommodation. You have TripAdvisor for reviews. Literally, you're sitting looking at two restaurants and you think, which one do I go to? Use the TripAdvisor app. One thing, Zara, I would say is using your smartphone for booking hotels and stuff is a really good idea. And I've done some research on this over the last 12 months. And using the desktop version might get you a deal advertised for maybe €89. But if you use your smartphone, many sites, the hotel sites, will offer you a mobile special rate that's maybe 10% cheaper.
Wow.
The idea being that you've got your phone in your hand, you're close by, and they can capture you. So if you are booking a hotel, do it on the mobile version.
Interesting stuff. Andy, thank you so much for joining us. Andy O'Donoghue, our tech expert. I'm sure Matt will be chatting to you again next week.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.